The AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man accused of murder has been found in New Mexico after driving away from a halfway house in Toma last week. Shane Helmbrecht was found near Santa Fe and released to the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department. Helmbrecht was arrested in 2016 for the murder of his neighbor in Eau Claire, but he was found incompetent to stand trial. He was staying at a halfway house in Toma when authorities say Helmbrecht took his parents' car and fled. In Wisconsin, you need a witness in order to fill out an absentee ballot. A liberal law firm is challenging that law. Nate Wegehout has more.
The Elias Law Group filed the lawsuit in federal court on Monday. They say the requirement to have a witness sign absentee ballot envelopes violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. The law firm says that requiring absentee voters to have a witness attest to their qualifications to vote violates that law. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of four Wisconsin voters who find it difficult to get a witness due to health risks, living alone, or traveling overseas. The lawsuit names the State Elections Commission and multiple city clerks from across the state as defendants. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Fraud prevention experts are getting the word out about avoiding scams. Kathy McDougall with the AARP says if you get a suspicious phone call, don't engage with the person on the other end.
It's better to be rude and hang up than be robbed from them. Don't respond to suspicious emails from people that you did not initiate contact.
McDougall says if you are scammed, it's important to report it to police within 2 days. Cell phones, radios, and TVs will be buzzing tomorrow afternoon for a nationwide test of the Federal Emergency Alert System and wireless emergency alerts. Mike Moen explains.
Jared Tessman, the Emergency Management Coordinator in Monroe County, says the alert rollout will begin at 1:20 p.m. Central Time on October 4th. The purpose is to get people thinking about what would happen in a national emergency. But there's local significance, too.
We can send the same tests out at a local level to notify people of evacuations that are necessary due to various types of disasters, hazardous materials incidents.
When these tests are conducted, he says it's important for people to have their phones on so they can confirm their device can receive such a message in a real emergency. I'm Mike Moen.
Some Wisconsin dairy farms are using Fitbits to track their cows' eating, breathing, and other important information. They're often worn as collars, and they help farmers keep their dairy cows healthier and more productive. Wisconsin is the leading cheese-making state in America and the second biggest state for producing fluid milk. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. Focus Food Pantry in Wisconsin Rapids is asking for donations of unwanted paper bags. They are in desperate need of brown paper bags at the facility. They're located at 2321 West Grand Avenue. This week, they're open Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4. Any bags you can donate would be greatly appreciated. The City of Wisconsin Rapids invites everyone to the leash-cutting ceremony for the new dog park. It's located on Saratoga Street between 24th Street North and 25th Street North. The ceremony is Wednesday, October 11th, from 4:30 to 5:30 at the park. The mayor will unveil the new name of the dog park at the event. More than 290 names were submitted to the city. The list was narrowed down to three names people could vote on. The new name will be revealed on October 11th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose one of their top pitchers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin their playoff series tonight against the Diamondbacks, but they won't have starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff. Manager Craig Counsell making the announcement.
Brandon Woodruff will be out for this series. He has a right shoulder capsular injury. We're working on a second opinion and for Brandon to see over the next couple days. Frankly, his availability for the postseason is up in the air at this point.
It's the same injury that kept Woodruff on the IL the first 4 months of the season. The 30-year-old right-hander asked how he's doing.
Not good. When you deal with an injury and then it pops back up, it popped up at the wrong time. But also maybe it's a blessing because I can, have it taken care of. So it sorry. It sucked, man. We got a good clubhouse, and I want to be a part of that. And you know, sitting here now, I may not. So that's the hard part.
So it's game one of the best of three game series tonight at AmFam Field. First pitch at 6:08. Corbin Burns gets the start tonight and talked about facing Arizona.
They've been really, really good all year. They're really hot early on, but you know, it's all about who goes out and plays the best baseball. And I think the way we've been playing baseball the last month and a half, it doesn't matter who we're playing, what their record is. I think if we go out there and play the baseball we've been playing, we'll be in a good spot.
Elsewhere in baseball, another manager fired. The Angels will not bring back Phil Nevin after 1.5 seasons. The Giants fired Gabe Kapler. The Mets let go Buck Showalter. NBA, the Bucks training camp begins today. The team introduced point guard Damian Lillard, who talked about getting the phone call that informed him he'd been traded to the Bucks.
Just kind of sitting there in my man cave, I didn't really know what was going to happen. I started to think like, man, it might get to training camp and I might just be sitting and waiting, you know. And then I got that call from my agent. It was like, man, you're getting traded to Milwaukee.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our great friend, Mr. Paul Trobley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, Paul?
Going well. How are things there?
Not bad here. Blue skies where I'm at. How about you, Melissa?
Yep, it's bright outside.
Yeah, got a nice start to the day out here, Paul. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, looking at another day of this warmth before things start to trend downwards starting tomorrow with this first cool front coming in across the area here on our Wednesday. But maybe our last day of these 80s here for the season as we do stay with the sunny skies and high temperatures into the mid-80s, south winds at about 10 to 15. 65 tonight as we'll see some increasing clouds and maybe even a shower towards early morning Wednesday with breaks of sun, some clouds tomorrow, a few showers and storms also in that forecast. Mid-70s, southwest wind, 10 to 20. 50 on Wednesday night, shower chances taper off as skies clear off and then into a mix of clouds and sunshine for Thursday as we still see a few more shower chances later Thursday in the afternoon and maybe early Thursday night. 68 otherwise. And then 44 on Thursday night, shower chances early. And then by a Friday, about 52 with more cloudiness and still some more scattered showers possible, especially Friday afternoon. 52, that high west winds 10 to 20. And certainly getting those cooler temps settled in here for the weekend. Shower chance at a Friday night, 37. Chance for an isolated shower Saturday, otherwise partial sun and some clouds, 52 for the high. And then mid-30s Saturday night, so maybe a little frost to talk about here. Sunday morning, otherwise some sun, mid-50s Sunday, upper 50s Monday, as this fall weather still sticks around in next week. But yeah, quite the fall in those temps here from this afternoon and the rest of the week to follow.
Enjoy today, everybody.
For sure.
Yeah, keep that. I am hanging on to my shorts and my kicks and my tennis shoes as long as I can. I'm wearing them as much as I can. Today may be the last day I can.
And then we embrace fall.
Yeah, it's time. Yes, it's that time.
Exactly.
Paul, I'd never like to ask people difficult questions this early in the morning, but sometimes I just have to for the science of the matter and the data of the matter. Yeah. Does pizza make a good breakfast food?
I would say it does not.
Yeah.
I don't consider it that.
Right up.
Oh, come on. Cold pizza out of the box that you left on the table the other night?
Yeah. You know, it was by necessity, maybe in college.
Yes, exactly. But, yes. Yeah. You notice your stomach can't handle certain things like you used to in college. Like you learn that the older you get. Appreciate you, Paul. Thank you for the time. You have a great morning.
Yep. Sounds good. You guys too.
Best in the business.
Thanks,
right there.
Paul.
Best in the business. I don't know if they prep the Weather Eye people, but right. When you deal with these guys, it's going to be a little different. All right. Just know that going into it. Melissa and I are going to be talking about that in a little bit. That's our opening topic about pizza being a great breakfast food or not. We're also going to get into living on the wrong side of a time zone, how that can affect you.
Ooh.
What are we washing our armpits wrong?
breaking news information on the science front of our armpits.
Breaking news. Everybody's washing their armpits wrong. Everybody. Find out more at 11.
All right. Hygiene class. Here we go. What they don't teach you in school.
That is coming up for you in this hour. 9 o'clock hour. Got some fun stuff lined up for you, too. We're going to kick off that hour talking with some friends of ours and our friend Ashley here at the studios, where we're going to be talking about the Shriner Hospital 100th anniversary.
Oh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we got some holiday spirits to spread and talk about that a little bit. We're looking forward to it. After that segment in the 9 o'clock hour, get into a bit of entertainment news for you. And we then, after Melissa's news, or maybe right before Melissa's news, actually, it'll be after Mel's news. I have 10 subtle reminders you're getting old.
Oh, because we need reminders.
I really don't want to do this one. Yeah, I really don't think we need this. Thanks, BuzzFeed. Thanks. I didn't. My reminder that I'm getting older is that I stood up today. I got up.
Right.
I woke up.
It's the aches and pains that you didn't always feel before.
And
the fact that kids don't know what a CD is.
Yes. Yes. That one. Ooh, that hit. That hit close to home. and like we were talking about with Paul, that you maybe can't eat the things that you used to eat, you know?
Yes.
Or
pizza for breakfast.
At first I thought, you know, when I got into my late 30s and everything, that it was just with drinking. That I just, okay, I can't like bounce back the next morning the way I used to. It's the same thing with food. Like eating the way I used to and stuff. You can't do that either. The body, man, that just ain't right. Let's get into this. If you had leftover pizza for breakfast today or recently, most of America is not judging you. A poll of, well, Paul is, but not everybody else. Nobody else.
Yeah, well, Paul is smarter than the average of the rest of us.
It's a fair point. A poll of 5,000 Americans found 69% think pizza is a solid breakfast option. And here are a few more stats from the poll. But I agree with where you went with it, Melissa. And I don't know what it is about my brain or maybe others' brains out there, because there might be other people that can relate. 715-424-2600. If it's early in the morning, this time, now between 10 o'clock, and somebody makes a pizza, I have no interest in that whatsoever. But a 4 or 5 hour old pizza, or even more than that, 10 hour.
Or one out of the fridge.
That's
yeah.
cold out of the fridge. Like, that's all right. Yeah, I'll try that. I'll have that. Yeah, was it pepperoni? Sure. Why not? I don't know what it is about our brains or my brain. I'll just speak for myself that works that way. But that's how I am.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You don't heat it up.
Yeah.
You eat it cold.
You got to have it cold.
Because if you're going to have hot pizza in the morning, let's say before 10:30, just to be safe. Mm-hmm. It's got to be like a breakfast pizza and have scrambled eggs and bacon on it.
It's weird how our brains work that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if our DNA, like, well, you have to eat breakfast in the morning or you will die. We chose when these foods. You know what? This is a breakfast food, and this is a dinner food, and this is a lunch food. We chose that stuff. We can have it whatever. Yeah. But our brain, at least,
we can.
Again, my brain, I'm with you. I can't eat really like if I'm going to eat a pizza or something like that, or a burrito or anything like that, it's going to have to be a breakfast one.
Well, and the thing is, though, it's very much part of our culture.
Yeah.
In America, because there are other countries and other places in the world that don't eat the typical sweet breakfast foods that we do.
Yeah.
And yeah, a normal breakfast here, the American breakfast, you know, with eggs and hash browns and a meat of some sort, usually bacon or sausage, isn't savory. But we view that differently than we do a different savory meal. Like, there are days where I will have stew for breakfast. I did it the other day, and you guys were like, that's weird. Or I'll have curry for breakfast because I don't necessarily like sweet stuff in the morning.
Mm.
I mean, every once in a while I get a craving for a donut, you know, but because who doesn't?
Yeah. They're donuts.
Not that we always give in, but, you know, you want one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like savory stuff for breakfast. So if I could eat pizza, I'd probably eat it for breakfast. Cold.
Yeah, cold though. Cold. Let's find out some other stats and how we fall in line with some of these. The average American eats 180 slices of pizza a year. That's just under 23 pizzas, or about 2 per month all on our own, just by ourselves.
2 per month. Mm. Well, but you know what? Pizzas come in all sizes.
Yeah, yeah. And we got to make up for people who can't eat pizza. So, you know,
exactly.
It's on.
You know,
this is the job. This is what
we.
It's
the thing you take on for those of us who can't have it.
It's not an easy job, Melissa.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it, James.
You've got to do what you've got to do.
Thank you for sacrificing yourself for me.
I don't mind. It's, you know, takes an anti-hero sometimes to be able to do these things. The average person eats pizza 3 times per month and says they can take down 5 slices in one sitting, no problem. I can eat a whole pizza easily. Yeah, no problem. I can eat a whole pizza. I can devour that thing. It's one of the few foods that I feel confident walking into. Like I look at that pizza and it has no chance. That pizza's already gone.
Nothing intimidates you on a pizza.
No. Come here, pizza. It knows.
But we haven't started talking toppings yet, though.
Yeah.
That's where things get controversial.
Yes. 64% say pizza is the best food for movie night. 57% say the same for graduation parties, and 25% would serve pizza at their wedding.
Ooh.
I like the idea at first, but I immediately think of the mess. Foods that you have to pick up with your hands at a wedding don't feel like a good combination.
Very dress-up clothes that are expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The average American's perfect pizza is circular, not square, and thick crust, topped with cheese, pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, and Parmesan. The source.
You'd be okay with that, except for the mushrooms, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but you know what? I've had pizza before with mushrooms on it and not even tasted them. So I might try that one. The source also lists the, quote, perfect pizza in all 50 states. Only 5 states prefer square pizza: Georgia, Idaho, New York, Utah, and West Virginia. Interesting.
I wonder if that's just what they're used to.
Yeah.
Like, if pizzas are always round, they should always be round. But there are some chains that serve square pizzas.
Yeah, very true. Parmesan is also our favorite side. Red pepper flakes are next, and 30% like a side of ranch for dipping.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. People were also asked to pick the worst possible toppings. Avocado ranked first, followed by mac and cheese, eggplant, pineapple, and fried chicken.
Who puts fried chicken on a pizza?
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing anymore. Leave pizza alone. Leave it alone. It's already been through enough. Don't do that to it.
I mean, I also would be against avocado. That just seems dumb.
Yes, I agree.
Avocado on a salad.
I've gotten better with avocados.
I love avocados.
Good on you. I know how good they are for you. That's part of the reason I'm trying to eat them more and get more of that and guacamole in me and all that. But I don't know about on a pizza. I'd have to try it. I'd try a slice.
I mean, we also have talked about putting really weird stuff on pizzas, like chocolate, because apparently that goes really well with cheese.
Yeah.
But fried chicken? What do you do? Bones? Bones. There's bones in fried chicken.
No, thank you. No.
No bones on my pizza.
No.
Only pizza bones. And actually, those are the parts I can eat of the pizza, because it's typically, you know, just a crust.
Yeah. It's my favorite part. I love the crust.
Pizza bones.
Oh, I love the crust. I like pizza bones. That is how I'm going to refer to them. I'm the only one in my family that usually likes the crust, so I get all the pizza bones. I get all of them.
There you go.
Final stat, I got one more after this. 1 in 6 Americans prefer their leftover pizza cold. Everybody else would rather heat it up or doesn't really care.
Well, like we said earlier, if it's for dinner, it's really great heated up. And if you throw it in a frying pan with a lid, the bottom gets crispy and then the cheese melts. It's actually the perfect way to reheat pizza.
That's so good. Let's take one more look at a couple, most popular pizza topping by state. How about Wisconsin? I thought this was a little surprising. Mushroom. Mushroom got the vote.
I'm surprised it's not meat.
And what about each state's ideal pizza? Let's take a look at Wisconsin. What do they consider to be the perfect Wisconsin pizza? A circular shape, thin crust, tomato sauce, topped with mozzarella, mushrooms, sausage, and Parmesan.
I would have thought sausage pepperoni, but yeah, okay,
same here, but surprise. if there is anything we know, we are going to be surprised throughout the day today because it's live radio and you put Melissa
exactly.
and I together.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Find out with us when we come back with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club and much, much more. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 84. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows around 65. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
It's my birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And we encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We have two possible qualifiers. Melissa, I need a one or a two from you.
Let's go with one today.
Sounds good. We're going with one, and that gives us our qualifier. We can get right to the celebrating, and we wish a happy birthday to Lauren Evenson.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
Enjoy your day, Lauren. Hope it's a good day for you. Love that name, Lauren. Mm-hmm. It's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
And happy 59th anniversary to our qualifiers. Don and Bev Sleater.
Aw, Don and Bev, happy anniversary.
We wish you guys the best of days. Enjoy. Hope it's a memorable one for you. And you're our qualifiers for Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yeah, congratulations.
59, that's special. Getting ready for that big number 60 right there. That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity birthdays. ASAP Rocky is 35. Famous hip-hop artist and married, I believe married. I don't know if they're engaged or if they're married, but to Rihanna.
Oh. Oh.
That is the extent of what I know about him. let's see. Tessa Thompson is 40. She's Valkyrie in the MCU, Bianca in Creed, Charlotte in the Westworld, Agent M in Men in Black International. One of those hot up-and-coming actors. And I don't say up-and-coming like most people know her, but I think the as far as being a household name, she's becoming more and more famous as far as that goes. Getting a lot of good work, too. She's a great actress.
Yeah, and her body of work is already, you know, it's pretty extensive.
Yeah, yeah. Sean William Scott is 47. Stifler in the American Pie movies. Let's see here. Nev Campbell is 50. She was Sydney in the Scream movies. Yeah, 50 for Nev Campbell.
Wow.
That's a little surprising, huh?
Yeah.
Julia on Party of Five. Leanne on House of Cards. Set a solid career. A lot of TV stuff outside of the Scream movies.
Mm-hmm. And she was in The Craft.
Yes. I was trying to think of the other movie.
Wild Things.
Yeah. See, The Craft was one of those, it was one of those cult movies back in the day, no pun intended. Where it was a lot of
96.
Yeah. You know, those of us that liked it, it was just one of those kind of, it wasn't a great, great movie or anything. It was just a different movie for the time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of actors that I liked were in that,
Yeah.
Gwen Stefani is 54. No Doubt, has had a nice solo career. I don't know if she's still on one, that music show, The Voice or whatever. I don't know if she's still doing that or not, but I know she was.
I'm not sure either.
Clive Owen is 59, fantastic actor. Sin City, Closer, Shoot 'Em Up, King Arthur, Duplicity. He's been in a bunch of stuff. Played Bill Clinton in the impeachment American Crime Story as well.
Oh, English actor.
Yeah, yeah, good one too. Very good actor. Children of Men, I think, is the movie. He was just phenomenal in that movie. Gosh, good actor.
From 2006.
Yeah, yeah. Great drummer. Tommy Lee is 61 today. Plenty you could say about Tommy Lee, and certainly if you include his ex-wife Pamela Anderson and all that. But I always like to just focus on what we know them for when it comes to these kind of things, like similar to what we did with Jerry Lee Lewis and that. And for me, one of the better drummers of our era. It's interesting with the hair metal bands, because we didn't take them that seriously, and we don't look at them as, oh, these are musical geniuses or anything like that. But there were some pretty good, you know, artists involved in the hair metal bands. Motley Crue, whether you like them or not, Up and Down had a lot of talented guys in that band, and Tommy Lee was one of them.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, a lot of tattoos, a lot of tattoos. Al Sharpton, or I should say Reverend Al Sharpton, is 69 today. Make sure to mention that. Dave Winfield is 72, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. One of the most famous things about Dave Winfield has nothing to even do with baseball. It's the fact
that,
yeah, he's a Minnesota guy, and he was one of these athletes, Melissa. It wouldn't be surprising to say Dave Winfield is 72 today, basketball Hall of Famer, or track and field Hall of Famer, or he was one of these guys that could have done almost anything, could have played in a lot of different sports, just chose baseball.
Okay.
Ronnie Laws is 73 today. Ronnie Laws from Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's the one plays saxophone for the band. One of the most underrated guitar players of all time, 74 for Lindsey Buckingham. Fleetwood Mac guitarist, longtime songwriter, guitarist, singer.
Producer.
You know you are in an elite band when you are Lindsey Buckingham and you are like the third, fourth name on the list. Like, because in any other band, I think that Lindsey Buckingham would almost be a household name. He's that good of a guitar player. He's that talented of a songwriter. And he had one or two, I believe, singles that were hits. But you're in a band with Stevie Nicks and Christy McVie, let alone you know, the band's named after Mick Fleetwood, the drummer. To me, he was always. I might be wrong, and there's people out there that actually play guitar that know a lot more than I do about this. But to me, I always thought he was a bit underrated in some ways.
But hard to with that lineup.
Yeah,
stand out.
We're actually going to talk a little more Fleetwood Mac a little later. In our entertainment news. Chubby Checker is 82 today.
Chubby Checker.
Of course, famous for The Twist.
Yes.
So this is weird to me, because I think of Chubby Checker, and I think of the beginning of rock and roll, the early days, the 50s, you know, a lot of that. He's only a little bit older than Lindsey Buckingham, who I think of with the 60s and the 70s and everything. So it's interesting. Chubby Checker's real name, Ernest Evans.
Ernest Evans.
So his real name's E.E., and he went with a C.C. for That's interesting. That's interesting. And not an underrated guitar player, a genius of a guitar player. Stevie Ray Vaughan was born on this day in 1954, passed away way too young in 1990. He was only 35. If it wasn't for Carlos Santana or Vernon Reid, Stevie Ray Vaughan would easily be my favorite guitar player of all time. Easily. Yeah. Listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan playing Little Wing, and if that don't hit you in the soul, I don't know what, I don't know. It's just his version of that, a lot of his songs, and there's something about the way that Stevie Ray played the blues. You felt it. You could feel it through your headphones, through your speakers. Just, it hits you.
Yeah.
And
gone too young.
Way too dang young. Way too dang young. Yeah, I'm glad you agree with me, Melissa. Yeah, I'm glad you I don't know if you hit the mic or whatever. There was a boom.
I did. It bumped it.
Okay,
yep.
Right. Wait, you really wanted the point that you wanted to knock the point home?
Making my point. Yeah. With, you know, firmness.
We wish a happy birthday again to Lauren Evenson.
Happy birthday, Lauren.
And a happy 59th anniversary to Don and Bev Sleater, our qualifiers.
Don and Bev, congratulations and happy anniversary.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to us at info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on Facebook as well. Just get them to us. And feel free to call up on the show, 424-2600. I'm going to get to Melissa's news. Encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. And when you get there, thank them. Wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The chase and subsequent manhunt for the 15-year-old boy this weekend involved at least 9 different agencies and many citizens that helped bring a dangerous situation to a peaceful end. The vehicle pursuit started in Oneida County, which led to a foot pursuit in a large wooded area after the boy abandoned the vehicle. Close to 10 on Saturday night, the pursuit picked up again on Highway 70 in a UTV. That ended when the UTV crashed into the shoreline of a lake. At this point, officers knew the boy was armed. The search continued for 7 hours in thick forest at night. By 3 p.m. on Sunday, a cabin owner who heard about the incident checked their cabin and found it had been broken into. Responding deputies located the individual sleeping inside with 3 guns nearby. The boy did not resist arrest and was taken to the hospital for medical clearance. Forest County eventually took custody of the juvenile. Vice President Kamala Harris is rescheduling her visit to the University of Wisconsin-Madison this week. She was originally scheduled to visit the campus on Wednesday. Vice President Harris announced Monday she will instead be traveling to California to attend the funeral of Senator Dianne Feinstein, who died last week. White House officials say they expect to reschedule the appearance soon. The world's largest gathering for the dairy industry is underway in Madison. The World Dairy Expo has been in Madison since it began in 1967. This year, Dane County signed an agreement that keeps the expo in Wisconsin at least through 2028, and maybe as long as 2031. Last year's expo attracted about 55,000 people from around the world. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
The Arts Council presents Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience.
Said, take it easy, baby, I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead.
Live at the Performing Arts Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, October 12th.
She said, hey, Bossanova, baby, keep on working, for there's ain't no time to quit.
Get your tickets at savorthearts.com or call 715-424-2787. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience, October 12th.
Spider-Man.
The Arts Council, your Performing Arts Connection.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
mainly sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 84. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows around 65. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. Sailing away. Is it Enya? Yeah. Enya or Nick?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Enya. It is Enya. Okay. I always felt like she's got a very pretty voice. But I don't know if she has to pay a lyricist. I don't know if you really have to pay a lyricist for her. You know, she just the way she sings it feels very airy, very kind of like the words almost don't matter. Like just hearing her voice is enough. You know, it's just it works enough for her. We got to get into this one, Melissa. A couple interesting topics here before we get to the break. It turns out there's a good side to every time zone and a bad side. And naturally, the bad side is trying to destroy you.
Of course.
According to a study out of the University of Pittsburgh, living on the west side of a time zone is definitely worse than living on the east side. It all comes down to the sunlight. People on the west side of a time zone usually get an hour or more of sunlight, and they go to sleep an average of 19 minutes later than people on the east side. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it certainly can add up. It translates to 115 hours of lost sleep every year. And that translates to a lot more health problems. People on the west side of time zones are more likely to suffer from everything from diabetes to breast cancer.
Oh, my.
Plus, people on the west sides tend to make 3% less money. The researchers believe it's because they're too tired to be productive.
That's crazy.
That seems like a lot. A lot to deal, a lot just for sunshine. If I'm understanding this right, because from what I'm understanding, they're talking about people on like the west side of a time zone. So whatever time zone you're in, the west side of that, if I'm getting that right.
I think so.
So for that, in that matter, I don't know. I see something like that. That makes me think about moving. Not now.
Right.
You know, that seems like a lot of data going in the wrong direction if you're on the west side.
Well, and sometimes it's hard to move from the place that you're born into, you know, where you're born. People have a tendency to stay pretty close.
I wonder if in knowing this, you can counter it better if you are on the west side. If you know that, okay, just even the sleep thing, say that, you know, on average, people on the west side tend to sleep later or go to sleep later. So maybe you try to move your bedtime up a little bit earlier. You know, I don't know.
Right.
There's certain things you can't do much about, I understand. But outside of that, if you really love where you are and you don't want to move or it's just not feasible for you to move, working around
or you live in one time zone and work in another.
Right.
That, I think, would be very difficult to deal with.
Yeah. I got a friend of mine out west that does that. And he constantly is his phone is constantly messing with him.
Right, because he'll drive a little ways and suddenly it's a different time.
Yes, yeah. No matter, he's been doing this for at least a couple of years, and it still messes with him every time.
I time travel every day.
Yes, I've tried to convince him he's a time traveler. He does not find it very. Doesn't find it amusing, which I find amusing because he's a comedian.
I think he could use that. Work it in.
Right. I think he'll work it into the bit a little bit there.
I can have writers now, so
that's
a good thing.
Yes, thankful for that. actor strike any day now. I want to get into a sensitive topic, and by that I mean Taco Bell. Now, longtime listeners will know the vendetta that Melissa has with Taco Bell, that even it has gotten so serious, even I have taken it up with her.
We go a long ways back.
It's not an easy one, but here we are. We've got to get into this. If you need your fast food to happen even faster, here is a quick guide. An annual report called the Drive-Thru Study just came out, and it compares the speed and accuracy at 10 of the biggest fast food chains in America by having mystery shoppers visit over 150 locations for each one. So each one of these restaurants, like Taco Bell or KFC or Burger King, they went to 150 times to test this out.
Wow. Wow.
That's crazy. That's
like one individual restaurant?
I don't know if it was one individual restaurant or 150 different locations or why. Hard to imagine 150 different locations. But either way, that's a lot of data.
You know, how do I sign up for that job?
Right. That seems like a great, great gig. You'll be wheelbarrowing me by the end of it, but I'd do that. I'd do that in a heartbeat. So who's the fastest? Well, if you're in a rush and looking for the fastest drive-thru experience, Taco Bell took the top spot this year. I don't find that too surprising. For the moment you pull in, when you drive off, Taco Bell's average wait time is four, or your whole time, your whole experience is 4 minutes and 39 seconds. That's a full minute faster than the average.
Well, but all of their menu items are made with the same stuff.
Yeah. And, I mean, it kind of tastes like it, too. Just being honest, I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything like
just
that.
Just have different shells things that it goes in.
I don't know anybody that goes to Taco Bell for cuisine, you know, or the chef's cuisine or something.
Come on. That's highbrow food, man.
At 2 in the morning, it is.
Yep. Give me a chalupa.
Yeah. Give me now. I need food. The overall average was 5 minutes and 43 seconds, which is not bad at all. Compared to 2022, drive-thrus were got about 30 seconds faster in the past year.
Wow. That's almost scary to me.
A little bit. I don't need you to make my food that fast. I want you to pay a little attention to what you're doing. I would care about that a little bit. The fastest drive-thrus overall were Taco Bell, KFC, and Carl's Jr. Chick-fil-A was the slowest, but also the most accurate.
You could be more accurate by taking your time, yes.
I would rather that. I would rather...
And if it's a difference of 30 seconds? Come on.
What are we doing? We talk about this a lot with Culver's. I wouldn't say Culver's is slow, but Culver's is probably going to take you a little longer than most places.
Well, yeah, because they make everything fresh.
Yeah, and that's so worth it. I don't know anybody who has left a Culver's and been disappointed that of their fresh food, that they got fresh
disappointed.
Food.
I mean, yes, and sometimes the wait time is a little bit longer, but I don't know. I expect it if I go to Culver's.
Yeah. And just a shout out to those kids and the work that they do. It could be a lot slower even if it wasn't for the way that they work those lines and everything.
And that says a lot about, you know, their just whole business model, their training program, what Carl's done, or is it Carl?
Culver's.
No, I'm trying to think of his first name. I've met him. He's a really nice guy.
Craig Culver.
Yep, Craig Culver. Yeah.
Nice guy. Very nice guy.
Yeah, very nice guy. But it's a good business model because they put effort into their employees. They do a lot of training. They do a lot of support within their restaurant. So, yes, it's still fast food, but it's worth the wait.
Mm-hmm. The most accurate overall were Chick-fil-A, Burger King, and McDonald's. For accuracy, they also looked at the top things fast food places mess up. And number one is putting ice in your drink when you said no ice. Then it's adding the wrong ingredients to an entree, like getting pickles when you said no pickles.
Okay.
And they also looked at the top weight. I'm sorry. I've never been around anybody who ordered a soda with no ice. Is that a thing?
That's a life hack, James, where you get more soda then.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
But there are places where you order a soda with no ice, you don't get a full cup of soda then. Because a lot of those places are, like, you know, they just hit a button for the size.
Yeah, yeah.
And if there's no ice in there, it's not going to fill it all the way full.
I suppose. Interesting. They also looked at the top ways they upsell us in the drive-thru. And speaking of it, we just kind of teed us up there, Melissa. The most common by far is asking if you want to make that a combo. Then it's asking if you want to upsize your combo and asking if you want to upsize your drink.
One of the things that annoys me the most driving up at a drive-thru is, hello and welcome to Taco Crazy Shack. Are you interested in our sea bottom feeder tacos today? No. I'm not. No.
No, I'd like a number two.
I want to order what I want, not what you're promoting today.
I'd like a number two. I would like the taco morning sub. Please, at Taco Crazy Shack. As a side note, everybody, Melissa and I are quitting radio, and we are starting a side business. And finally, the study found the top thing that could make drive-thru even faster is making sure the person working speaks clearly and listens.
Circle back to training and supporting your employees.
Yeah. It goes far. It goes a long way. And it goes
a heck of a lot further than corporate USA wants to admit.
And paying them an actual good wage.
Yeah, a living wage.
Yeah, a living wage. It goes pretty far, pretty far. We are going to go see how far we can take the next topic. We're talking armpits. We're talking armpits when we come back.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep. Getting into it. Thankfully, radio is not a scratch and sniff in business. Yeah. It's not one of those. So we can get into this topic. It's coming up.
It's no smell-o-vision.
radio smell-o-vision. Coming up and more on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar and Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum. Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar and Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar and Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maylock, every Thursday at 9 a.m.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 84. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 65. Overcast skies. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, rocking through your morning. Hope you're having a good one, everybody. We're taking it to the top of the hour. CBS News will kick things off. And after that, we will get into a great conversation with our friends about the Shriners Hospital 100th anniversary. They got their holiday spirits, craft, vendor, and music event coming up. A lot to talk about that coming up October 14th over at Arnett Lions Park in Stevens Point. Mm-hmm. Be talking with them in just a little bit. Looking forward to it. Right now, everybody got to be mature. We have to put our mature hats on.
You didn't tell me that this morning.
I meant to. If you shower twice a day and still have BO, maybe this is why. A woman who posts hygiene advice on TikTok claims most people aren't washing their armpits correctly. And here are her two main underarm pitfalls. Melissa.
That's terrible.
Serious.
That's terrible.
Serious, Melissa.
It's terrible.
Serious.
Okay. I don't know how you could do it wrong, but go ahead.
It's a good question. That's a great way to start this. You're not scrubbing long enough. You should be scrubbing each armpit for 30 seconds, especially if you have hair. Just a few back and forth scrubs aren't enough to remove leftover deodorant. Okay. All right.
That's fair.
I have never timed this process, but I will give it the benefit of the doubt. Okay.
All had to relearn how to wash our hands. So, you know, maybe there's maybe we need to sing the ABCs while we're washing our armpits now too.
I guess. And you're using the wrong soap. Instead of some fruity body soap, she says you should really be using antibacterial soap under your arms. That should remove more of the stink. Some people think 30 seconds seems like overkill and could irritate your skin, especially if you use a loofah. And someone in the comments said they tried antibacterial soap, but it burned. So the advice might not be right for everyone. Our armpits are a lot more sensitive than other parts of our body because of obvious reasons that you don't need me to mansplain to all of you out there. So to me, as soon as she said that part, I'm like, all right, I'm out. Like, I did, no, I've used that type of soap before, and it can on more sensitive skin. It can be a bit irritating.
Well, and we have way too much of it in our daily use. If we keep using antibacterial things, the medicines that we need to actually kill the bad bugs that make us sick aren't going to work.
Yeah, there you go. Melissa, do you think you can, I understand that you can when it's real bad, but do you think you can smell when you smell bad?
Yes.
I feel like you can, right? I feel like most human beings can.
Unless you have gone smelling that bad for so long that your nose has gotten used to it, because our noses do get used to smells.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody living in Wisconsin Rapids that was there when the paper mill was running knows that very well.
Mm-hmm. We send a shout out to Nakusa as well, honorable mention.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when it comes to that, I would feel like that should be a safeguard right there for you. You know already if you need to be doing these things, or if what you're doing is not working, maybe you need to try a different technique. I just thought I'd throw this into the search bar just because every once in a while I think it's fun to see what pops up. And I threw in there, can you smell when you smell bad? It would be amazing if you could sniff yourself and immediately pick up on any emanating odors. But alas, life isn't so simple. According to Lifehacker, it can be quite difficult to detect your own body odors because the receptors in your nose shut down after smelling the same scent for too long.
Yep.
How fascinating is that? What you just said a second ago is certainly, I would say, wisetail true. I think we all always understood. I think of how a lot of houses or a lot of apartments have their own smell. A lot of families have their own smell. You know,
How your home smells.
Your friend that you went over to all the time in grade school or high school or whatever, their house smelled differently than your house, and they had a certain smell to that. Not a good smell, a bad smell, just a smell.
Right. The scent of their home.
I find that interesting. Just having the science behind it, though, that our smells, they shut down after smelling the same thing for too long.
Mm-hmm. I would argue that if you don't like how your armpits smell, look at your diet.
Yeah.
Because there's actually foods that you eat, even healthy foods, that could be causing you to have excessive odor. And those include some of those really good ones like garlic and onions, asparagus, cruciferous vegetables, and strong spices like cumin, cayenne, horseradish, red meat, alcohol.
we encourage you to avoid these pitfalls when dealing with your armpits. Oh, boy.
I think the best thing she promoted there was, yes, scrubbing long enough.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see a harm in that one. I feel like
making sure you get rid of all of the coated on deodorant seems like a good idea.
Yeah, and you get to be in the shower longer, so win-win.
Sure.
Let's take a look at a couple of record holders here, because we love to cover these Guinness World Records around here. And these two stories actually kind of tie together to me a little bit. So we always like to say that you're never too old, that you can always teach it. To me, you can teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn? That's all right. That matters.
And are you patient enough?
That too. A 45-year-old dad from Colorado put his physical training to the test by breaking the Guinness World Record for the most chin-ups in 1 hour.
Ooh.
Frank Sangoa performed 1,010 chin-ups in the allowed time, breaking Stephen Halen's record of 993, which stood since 2011.
Yikes.
And again, this is a little noteworthy because not only is this gentleman 45, but as he points out in his pictures, he's also bald. And he feels this is noteworthy, that it's noteworthy to him about this.
Well, you know, the aerodynamics of allowing you to go up faster without that hair, it's so much easier.
It makes it so much simpler. more importantly, quote, this is an ultimate test of strength and mind over matter. He said that his attempt was made extra challenging by a muscle strain in his back the day before his official attempt.
Ooh.
But he pushed
through. Yeah, that's bad timing.
He pushed through, or I should say he pulled through.
Pulled through.
Oh, I'm terrible. Yes, I am. And not to be outdone, a 104-year-old skydiver might be the world's oldest skydiver.
104.
And there's video to go along with it.
Oh, wow.
A skydiving business in Chicago said it is seeking to have a 104-year-old jumper recognized as the oldest person to ever go tandem skydiving. Skydive Chicago and Dorothy Hoffner, 104-year-old, took a tandem jump Sunday in Ottawa, Illinois, unofficially breaking the record set by 103-year-old Swedish skydiver Ruth Larson back in 2022.
Oh my goodness.
Skydive Chicago shared a video on their Facebook page showing Hofferman and her tandem partner being greeted in the landing zone by a cheering crowd. The business said it submitted evidence of Hoffner's attempt to break the record. Hoffner previously went skydiving to celebrate her 100th birthday.
And she had so much fun 4 years later, she wanted to do it again.
I have no interest in, like, skydiving does seem a little interesting to me, but, like, you know, bungee jumping and a lot of that stuff does not seem interesting to me at all until maybe I hit a certain age. then I could see doing this stuff. If I'm lucky enough to live till 104 or any of these things, I'm doing this stuff. I'm doing these kind of things.
Yeah, I suppose, because at that point, what does it matter?
I want
in some ways.
But it's no, you're I at least that's my thinking, because I wanted to be,
now in our 40s.
Yeah, and not so much right now. As far as that goes, if I'm 104, but I want to do it so in the attempt of breaking a record. Because if it doesn't work out, I need to be able to at least know that my spirit is not going to be taunted by my friends. Wow. Oh, James never went skydiving, but 104, he finally goes, and look what happens. Like, but if I'm doing it to break a record, knowing my friends, they'll be like, yeah, but he tried to break that record. He almost broke that record. He almost broke it. Almost broke it. Something to
good
that.
Friends.
Something to that, I'm telling you. We have been having a lot of fun collecting names for our Name That Chicken contest. Want to thank everybody that played along with this one. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been a blast. We've had a lot of fun with this one. We got a lot of names submitted.
A lot of great entries. Mm-hmm. Now we got to sift through them.
Yeah. And that's going to take us a little bit of time. So
it is.
Come back on October 9th to wiscountry.com/chicken. That's wiscountry.com/chicken. We are going to put up this into some ranked choice voting. We're going to give you three names. We've got to get through all these tons of names to get the three of them. And then we'll leave it up to you guys to decide this chicken's name.
You get to choose one of those three, and that will be the new name of our chicken.
And those three,
WIRI.
Yeah, and those three qualifying names are going to be the winners of those prizes. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out again to our friends over at Chula Vista and everybody else that was a part of this whole entire contest. Yeah. Been a
and
lot
a big
of fun.
Shout out to Rebecca.
Yes.
She has done a lot of the work back behind the scenes, so we really appreciate her.
Rebecca, we appreciate appreciate you so much. We got to come up with more contests and more things so we get to work with Rebecca and we get to work with all of you more. You guys have been great about this one. Your feedback has just been outstanding. I've done a lot of contests in this area. This one has been one of the more celebrated and active ones as far as listener feedback and you guys calling up and emailing us and everything. It's been so much fun. We've had a blast. Again, October 9th is when we will kick off the voting for Naming That Chicken on WIRI. Yep. Looking forward to that. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken for it. And be sure to join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI for our Sunrise show over there. We have a lot of fun with the show, and we encourage you to join us.
Country music, too.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break, and we'll come back at the top of the hour with plenty more fun. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR, locally grown radio.